Hello, this is Paul Thurston from Think Public, and I'm joined today by
Alice Osborne,
also from Think Public. Now, Alice, we're on our way to Coventry House in the Warwick University campus for a workshop today. But Alice, you've been up for quite a while, haven't you? What have you been up to?
Yeah, I haven't really slept since yesterday. This morning at 4 a.m. I was on the Anthony Gormley's One Another plinth on the fourth plinth on Trafalgar Square. I was lucky enough to get magically brought in on the reserve list, so I had 12 hours to prepare, and then I spent an hour on the plinth. So yeah, I've come straight from the plinth to Euston today to go to Coventry.
Fantastic, that's great news. What was it like up there?
Yeah, really good, really exciting. Like, it feels like it might have just been a weird amazing dream, but like I had the whole square to myself. I had a few onlookers of some friendly homeless people, but generally the square was all to myself. So yeah, and it was a bit difficult. It was a lot thinner than I imagined. It was quite hard to hoop, and Tracy, my friend, had lent me an LED hoop, and it was really hard to kind of like twirl it or anything because I didn't want to lose it.
A hula hoop. Yeah, for us not so initiated in the world of hooping. So you're up there. You've got the whole square to yourself. It's not exactly peak time, but so did you get much interaction when you were up there?
Yeah. To be honest, what's more interesting is the interaction I got before I went up. So as soon as I knew that I was going up, I sent emails to people in the online community, and also using various social media techniques, put out a shout out to ask everyone to let me know of someone or something that they'd like to thank, and then I would recite it whilst I was on the plinth. So all these ripple of emails have kind of gone between friends and families and stuff, and it then came back to me, which I then recited the thank yous for like 40 minutes. I hooped for 20 minutes and then I shared the thank yous for about 40. I had about 100 shout outs, maybe more now. So yeah, and it's really, really nice to see all these lovely thank yous, and people had some amazing things to say. So I was kind of like the messenger, and then I had some thank yous of my own.
That sounds great. Okay, and you were on a reserve list. How does it work? How do you get selected to do it? Because obviously I heard there's an awful lot of people applying to it.
Yeah, I mean, basically you do have to be selected to go on the plinth. And you can kind of enter in the draw. To be put on the reserve list, then you have to live like quite close by to the plinth and be happy to be called up basically at any hour, and you know, with very little notice to go straight on. So yeah, if you are interested in being put on the reserve list, then you can contact One Another.
And through their website, is that?
Yes, or call them up.
Do you know their website?
Yeah, One Another. oneandother.co.uk. Also on the website you can see my hour, so if you go on to the website and then click on plinthers, you can scroll down for all the ones which have happened today, which is the 3rd of September, Thursday, and you can see me at 4 a.m.
Brilliant. So a whole hour of Alice Osborne stood on a plinth shouting in Trafalgar Square. Fantastic. Well, I hope you enjoy it, and so hopefully go and have a look at that, and go and see Alice hooping and shouting. All right? Cheers. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.